Hey friend, and welcome back to the Alex Makes VR podcast. In today's episode, I want to dive into the three key things that I learned doing 31 days of daily podcasting. That's right, we're having a retrospective episode. But before I dive into that, if you have subjects or questions that you want me to dive into in future episodes, please, please, please get in touch. I love hearing from you. You can reach out at Alex Makes VR on Instagram and Twitter. And I put out a fairly regular newsletter that accompanies these podcast episodes, but also links to key things that I talk about in the episodes and gives you the high level takeaways from what I'm talking about. If you want to sign up to that newsletter, you can do so at alexmakesvr.com. So let's cast our minds back to July 2020, when I thought it would be a good idea to post a podcast daily for 31 days. Now, the reason why I wanted to do that was, as you all know, I'm a bit of a self-development nerd, and any kind of literature about starting a new habit or building new skill sets, that kind of thing, all of the literature kind of, and research and studies kind of point to the fact that a month is a really good time frame to give yourself to A, build a new habit, and B, give yourself enough time to decide whether or not you like that thing, and also give you time to improve. Because the truth is, when you start anything, you're going to be a bit crap at it. Like, you can't just go from never having done a press up in your life to having perfect form press ups. You know, it's the kind of thing where you have to build the muscle. And 30 to 31 days, like a month's time, is a good amount of time to give yourself to see whether or not A, it's something you like, and B, whether or not it's something you can build consistently into your routine, and C, get good enough over time to be at a place where you're like, you know what, after 31 days, I don't think I suck at this anymore. So that will give me a good idea as to whether or not I should continue on. And the very fact that you're listening to this podcast right now will tell you what the results were. But let's talk about the key takeaways, because there was a lot. I was using that challenge as a bit of an experiment for myself, as well as wanting to kind of put out great information and help you guys during what is, you know, clearly the shit showiest time of all times, making sure that I'm sharing all of my knowledge and best advice for you guys to keep on working during these kind of unprecedented times, and helping you more than ever double down on VR and 360, helping you try and get clients and work so that you don't have to leave this industry whilst this pandemic is wreaking havoc on the economy. So apart from that, let's have a look at the kind of the key learnings, the reasons why I was kind of doing it. So number one is, action-based goals rather than results-based goals are the one. They are the shit. If you have never heard this theory before, ooh, get a pen and paper or get your notes app up. this one is a good one, and I might actually have to do a whole episode on this. So action-based goals versus results-based goals. So if I had gone into this 31-day challenge and I had said, by the end of 31 days, I want 50 listeners. I want 50 people to have listened to every single episode. That would be a results-based goal. And the equivalent on social media could be, for example, like, you know, in a month's time, I want 100 new followers, whatever it might be. So results-based goal. Or if to use another analogy, like, for example, if you were just starting a health and fitness routine, it would be like, I want to lose, you know, 10 pounds of body fat. Although that is very extreme. Let's bring that down to 5 pounds body fat. Not that it matters, because it's an arbitrary anecdote. Why am I even diving into this? Well, that's me. So that is so me. Okay, let's bring this back on track. So action-based goal. So those are examples of results-based goals. So they are driven by what I would call a vanity metric. So there's nothing kind of innately, there's nothing about those goals that really helps shape a habit. In fact, those kind of goals kind of set you up to fail, because on day three, if I've only got two listeners and I look at my goal of 50 listeners, I might have been really disheartened and stopped podcasting because I'm like, what's the point? Like, you know, I'm a quarter of the way through this and I've only got like 2 listeners. Like, I'm never going to get to that. Get my Kevin and Perry on. I'm never going to get to that. So why do I bother? Or if you were posting on Instagram and, you know, you're halfway through the month and you've only got 4 new followers because the organic reach on Instagram is shocking, you might, again, be like, well, what's the point? I'm just not going to bother posting. So instead of that kind of mindset, instead of the results-based mindset, what you want to do and what I learned from podcasting was that the action-based goal of posting every single day, it did a couple of things. Number one, it removed any kind of expectation that I had about anything. My goal was not to get a certain amount of listeners, get a certain amount of total plays, you know, be featured on anything, on anyone's blog, or I didn't have any superficial vanity goals for it. It was purely an experiment where every single day I wanted to post an episode. And what that did was just take off all the pressure because I had no expectations of what was going to happen. I just knew that I wanted to show up every single day and post an episode. Now obviously the result of that was that I did get listens and I did get plays and I did get people reaching out. But the important thing was that those weren't the thing driving my kind of action. The fact that every single day I wanted to show up and post a podcast, that was an action-based goal. And that was way easier to stick to because I didn't have an arbitrary superficial goal, which would have felt impossible when I started. You know, the idea of like getting to a certain number of plays would have seemed like really, really impossible because there's so much that is out of my control with that. Whereas what I can control is showing up every single day. So action-based goals versus results-based goals. And obviously as a result of that action, I did get results, which then made me motivated. And you know my favourite quote by now is action leads to results, leads to motivation, not the other way around. And this is just the perfect example of that. So apply that to your own life. Think about your goals and think about how you can change those goals to be action-based rather than results-based. So if it is to get new clients, maybe the action-based goal is to send 10 emails to new potential clients every single week for the next 4 weeks. Action, not results. So your goal is to not get 3 new clients. Your goal is to send 10 new emails a week. And as long as you do that, as long as you show up and send those 10 emails, then you have achieved your goal, okay? And the more consistent you can be and the more you show up, the better you'll get, which in turn will drive better results, okay? But that is not the goal. The goal is to show up. The goal is to send the emails. Does that make sense? So that was a massive one. This was huge. And I've applied this in several areas of my life, not just in work, but I'm finding more and more that it is becoming the secret sauce for success for me is the action-based rather than results. A side kind of benefit of that initial kind of realization is this next one, which is learning number 2, is that done is better than perfect. I know, I said it. A creative person denying the benefits of perfectionism. I can't believe it. I'm not sure what that voice was. That was actually in my head. I went to Holy Grail by Monty Python. If you've not seen that film, you need to go see that film immediately. One of my favourite of all times. Done is better than perfect. We all in this industry are guilty of perfectionism. It's so funny to me. Like, it's so funny because objectively, we all know that perfection actually is subjective in itself, right? And perfectionism is actually us holding ourselves to these unrealistic standards. And sometimes perfectionism can be an excuse not to do things because we don't want to put it out into the world. Oh, it's not perfect yet. And I don't want people to judge me. It's got to be as perfect. When actually, if you put out 10 different things, got the feedback from putting out those 10 things, you would be closer to getting to something that you would consider, you know, not perfect, but something that you enjoy, something that you like, because you've actually given it a chance to perform in the way that you want it to perform. Does that make sense? Done is better than perfect. This especially applies when you're starting something new. So for me, podcasting was still really new. Apart from the mini series that I'd done pre the 31-day challenge, I didn't know like how to do a podcast. I didn't know what was going to work. I didn't know whether I could actually give good advice off the cuff based on just a question that I was reading from. But by just showing up and doing it and not worrying about how perfect it was, I managed to then build that skill. And over those 31 days, I think I put out some pretty standout episodes that actually have gone on to really help people. And I've heard from you guys that it has helped and that you've got your first clients and you've taken your first steps. And it's a different episode for different people, right? Because you all needed to hear different things at different stages. But if I had just decided, oh, this is why I still do 3 times a week rather than one, because if I put out one episode a week, there might be this expectation that it was going to be really thought through and polished. And that's just not my style. I want this to feel like, and this is kind of where my thinking has gone now as a result of the 31-day challenge and not worrying about it being perfect. I want this to feel like we're in a room together and it's just a Q&A, or we're having a coffee and you've asked me my opinion on, oh, you know, Alex, like, what were some of the key takeaways from podcasting? And this is just like the normal conversation that we would have. Yes, I probably wouldn't ramble as much at you because you'd be interjecting with questions. But that's what I want the vibe of this to feel like, not like you're listening to an NPR documentary. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that was number two, which does nicely kind of flow into learning number three, which is that imposter syndrome never goes away. That little demon voice in the back of your head that tells you that you're not good enough and that why would anyone listen, or why would anyone want to buy your services? Why would anyone care? That little voice, it never goes away. No matter how much success you have, and I use success very much in quotation marks because success to me is doing something that you enjoy and that you're happy and gives you the life that you want. So it's nothing to do with the amount of money you make or the accolades you have. Are you happy? If you are kind of like putting things out, if you are going after new clients, if you are worried about the fact that like, oh, I'm not good enough, or my photos aren't good enough, my skill set isn't, I'm not advanced enough, you know, there's so many other people doing this, that voice will never go away. And that is so hard to come to terms with, because I think no matter what stage of your career you're in, you always think, oh, one day I'm going to just really believe in myself and I'm going to be that kind of person that walks around like, hell's yeah, that's right. Like, I'm the best. That's why you pay me to do what I do. But the truth is, it doesn't. And although I hate the phrase fake it till you make it, I do really hate that phrase because I think there's something inherently just unethical and a bit wrong in the sentiment of faking till you make it. At the same time, I do understand where that phrase comes from. And I think we all have to practice a little bit of that, not letting the voice in your head stopping you from doing something. And so all of these three things, all of these three key learnings, they all kind of feed into each other, right? Because it's like action-based goals rather than results-based goals means that instead of overthinking about, you know, getting followers or getting likes or getting listens or getting, you know, whatever it might be, getting reviews, whatever. Although I will be shouting out for a review at the end. So just, you know, heads up. But yeah, like, you know, you could, instead of focusing on all those vanity metrics, the goal was always just to show up and do it. And as a result of just showing up and doing it, it took the pressure off being perfect because I knew that the challenge wasn't to put out the best award-winning episodes of a podcast every day. The goal was to show up and put a podcast out, regardless of the quality, regardless of my own perception of the quality, which is a whole nother episode about the fact that creativity and perfection is totally subjective. And the sooner you can wrap your head around that, the better you'll be as a business person, as someone pursuing a career in the creative industries. Done is better than perfect. And as a result of that, imposter syndrome will never go away, because just like that voice in your head that tells you that you're not good enough, the truth is that actually when you just put stuff out and when you start to just show up regardless of how perfect it is, and you start actually, even if it's like just one person reaching out and saying, I needed to hear that. That episode was everything. Even if it's just a comment on one of your photos that says, this is amazing. How do I do that? Even if it's showing your friends and family like a 360 photo and a headset for the first time, and they're like, holy crap, mate, like this is amazing. Like, how do I do this? Like, this is mind blowing. Whatever it might be, getting over that imposter syndrome, that's not the point, right? Like, the point isn't to have all of that affirmation, but the point is that as long as you show up and you keep doing and you put it out into the world, good things will come back to you. And I'm not going to turn this into a bit of a woo-woo law of attraction seminar, but I do really believe in that. And there is something in, if you show up and you stay consistent, you will improve. So your level of perfection will go up naturally anyway, because you'll get better at it. But if you just stay consistent, if you just keep putting stuff out, if you just keep with it and you enjoy it, obviously you've got to enjoy it. That's the big thing. I realise that I absolutely love chatting to myself in my house, pacing around the living room. Let's check the step count. Ooh, 6,400, not bad. Don't let that voice in your head stop you from doing the things that you know you really want to do. And I've heard from a couple of you that listening to these episodes, you have gone out and you have started, you've got your first client, or you've taken that first step. And I'm so proud of you. And for those of you who haven't done that yet, for those of you who haven't jumped and taken that step because of whatever reasons, if any of these three things are the reasons why you're not doing it, I want you to think about just what you're waiting for. I want you to think about what could be the action-based goal that I take to make sure that I do this. You know, if you're just starting out, sending those emails. Or building your website. And it could be anything. It could be just like, you know, every single day I will do X, or every week I will do X. And you give it a month, at least a month. And I promise you, if you just do it and you don't worry about how perfect it is, and you ignore that little voice in your gremlin voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough, I promise you good things will come and it will get easier. And although you will still have to wrestle with imposter syndrome no matter what, it will get easier, because actually the thing you've got imposter syndrome about will be something totally different to the thing you were worrying about before. Whereas before you might have been worrying about like why anyone would buy your virtual tour services. The next thing you'll be worrying about is like, oh, like why would anyone want to pay $10,000 when at the moment I charge $5,000? You know, like the kind of thing you get imposter syndrome about will change. But you just got to keep doing it anyway. Just keep showing up. Set yourself a challenge. I think that'd be fun. Reach out to me and tell me what your challenge is for the next month. And just, you know, it doesn't have to be anything huge. It doesn't have to be the most life-changing thing in the world. Just pick something that you can do a little bit of every single day. Just show up every single day, whether it post on Instagram, although I wouldn't say Instagram is the best at the moment. So something like LinkedIn or TikTok, whatever it is, something with more organic reach if you're going to do that. But hey, the premise is just to show up, just to do it. If the aim is to get better at your craft, taking a photo to post on Instagram every single day, that holds you accountable. You're going to do it for 31 days, or sending emails to your clients. Pick something you can do and reach out to me and let me know what that 30-day challenge is, so I can hold you accountable. There's a couple of you that have already reached out, things that you want to do, and I've written it in my calendar. I'm going to be chasing you. So I will happily be your accountability partner. Reach out to me, Alex Makes VR on Instagram and Twitter. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you're enjoying the podcast in general, I would love it if you took a second to follow or subscribe on the podcast app that you are listening on. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you gave me a 5-star review. That would make my day. What else is there to plug? I've forgotten already. Next week, we're going to hopefully be getting into a bit more nitty gritty. I'm going to be doing some, I've heard from you guys that you want a couple more practical episodes, like script writing, tips around that, pre-production. I'm going to be sharing some of my personal templates that I use for clients and for creative projects. So I'll be sharing them on my newsletter. So if you're not signed up already, sign up now, alexmakesvr.com. I hope this helped. It's been a really fascinating journey, to be honest. I've really, really enjoyed podcasting and I will continue to do it. And do you know what? Some days I probably, well, some months, maybe I will focus on more polished episodes that are more, I was thinking about maybe doing some audio originals, kind of like taking bits of maybe my latest VR drama and kind of building a bit of an immersive sound version of some of those scenes to share with you. And other episodes are just going to be me rambling away, talking about my journey, talking about things that I've, you know, enjoyed or not enjoyed, things that I've had to overcome, or answering your questions, whatever it might be, whatever you get the most value from, reach out and let me know, because it really does shape the podcast. But the truth is, I'm just going to keep showing up. I'm just going to show up every single week, and I'm going to do this no matter how rambly of a mood I'm in, no matter how much I think that I don't deserve to be doing this or feel like, why should I be the one doing this? I'm not sure whether I feel good enough. I'm going to show up anyway. And I want you to do that too, because the truth is, that is the only way that you'll change your life. And on that uplifting note, I will speak to you again very soon, my friend. Have a great day.